If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, NewTrashCity.com, at HS Radio Show on Twitter, Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio, Patreon.com/High Society Radio.
Fuck yeah.
I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bronx Johnny isn't here tonight. We're recording this on a Monday. Giants at Monday Night Football.
Where did he get the money for that?
I don't know. I guess he's a Super Bowler now. Maybe he's taking money out of our Patreon account.
I didn't give him the password.
Because more and more people are jumping in on this Patreon thing. And we couldn't be happier because it's all going in. Back into the show. Chris, how do people donate to the Patreon account?
You go to patreon.com/High Society Radio, and you just donate as little. You can donate fractions of a dollar. You could donate a penny a month.
That'll be cents then. You could donate cents. You'll get shout outs. There's some new people that donated.
Two.
Huh?
We got two new ones.
Let them know. Let them know who it is.
All right. Well, the first one is Matt Hankins from Atlanta. And the second one is Jennifer Grasso, who I believe is from Long Island. Surely Long Island.
Jennifer Grasso. Jennifer G. Thank you.
You know what I noticed, though?
What's that?
We're still keeping the ratio to this pizza party pretty good.
There will be women there?
3 out of 16 patrons, you know, that's almost 20% are
that's
women.
That's crazy for us.
That's shocking.
Why would women listen to this show?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Chris, I was going to say something, and then I realized, like, no, it's probably not a good idea.
Chris and I are taken. Yet anyone else who comes to the Dollar Pizza Party, you got a good chance.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a good chance.
I mean, all those girls could just, you know, they could run train on Bronx Johnny.
To make sweet love after a Dollar Pizza Party. I love it. And once we hit that goal, it's just going to be from that month on, it's just going to be crazy. Trust me.
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty high goal, $500 per month. If we were making that, I mean,
mad pizza parties,
hell yeah, mad blow while we're recording this.
What? What'd you say? Yeah, so Bronx Johnny's not here tonight. He scored himself some tickets to the Bears at the Jets. Bronx Johnny, a lifelong Bears fan, still not sure why. I think he just liked them as he was a child, and he's going to see them for the first time ever tonight. So I feel happy for Johnny. He'll tell us how it went next week. But I have a feeling he's going to get too drunk and ejected from the game.
I don't know if that's, who's he going with?
I don't even know. He asked me last night, do you want to go? I'm like, yo, bro, I don't have that kind of cash to be going to Monday Night Football, all right?
Does seem expensive.
I've only been to one football game live before. It was that Jets game. It was like Ravens at Jets like 6 or 7 years ago. No, at least eight years ago. Did a lot of partying in the parking lot, and drank two tall boys of Budweiser in the cold, and then Went in. It was nice.
Did you get ejected from the game?
No, I couldn't afford any more beer while I was in the stadium.
Oh.
Over the weekend, a buddy of mine put me onto this song. Search Parking Lot Party by Lee Bryce. This is a friend of mine. He'll go by the name Junkyard Dog. He puts me on to bad modern country music. And this song is just fantastic.
Parking Lot Party by who?
Lee Bryce. Should be on the YouTube. Hit it. So, this is Parking Lot Party by Lee Bryce. It made me think of this because of, you know, Johnny's tailgating right now.
Oh, they got Hooters girls in the video.
What's up? We're going to talk over this so more like Ray doesn't get pissed.
Oh, yeah, they do get annoyed, right?
Well, this part's good, though. Let's listen to this part.
We got 24 tall boys on the chill.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, 14 of them's mine. A little marshal took her on the radio.
That guy's greedy.
He's going to drink 14 tall boys before the party even starts? You're going to be blasted, bro.
I mean, something tells me he should have gotten more than 24 tall boys if he's having a party.
Here's the chorus.
This is worse than that Red Solo Cup song.
This is modern country music is the most pandering thing in the world. You think modern country music or hip hop? You think is more pandering?
Well, I think hip hop. I don't think is pandering.
Okay,
I think they're playing up a stereotype, but it's not pandering. Because they're talking about things that the average Joe can't afford. Whereas, anybody could just stand in a parking lot and get drunk. I think country is more pandering.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I would say that, yeah, country music is more pandering. At least modern country.
Also, like, all of the women in this video look fairly attainable.
Well, this is at a show at a car lot in Georgia.
There you go.
Oh, here we go. This is that guitar solo.
Another thing about these people is they're at a show in a parking lot in a town that probably nothing happens in.
Dude.
And none of them look like they're having much fun.
So I was watching this music video, and it's like a Carl Black, Georgia or whatever. This guy's Carl Black GMC dealership. I started looking. Like, this guy gets, like, country accent constantly. Here, listen. This is in the middle of music video. This comes up.
Party live on the lot. We just had a ball. We always do. This time, just to let you know, we had some tornadoes come through. We piled into the dealership here with sign autographs during the storm. Lights went out. It was one for the books. See you next time.
And there's an ad for Carl Black Kennesaw. This guy must run that town because
Wow, like this is a local. Basically, this is a local car ad, and it's got over 1 million views on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, this is a couple years old, too. Oh, no, it's a year old. It's just over a year old. And so I started looking up all these Carl Black ads. Like, he constantly has. He has, like, big country acts coming through, like, Florida, Georgia line. And just these big modern country acts. And I tried to find a picture of Carl Black. I couldn't. This guy's like some sort of mystery figure.
Hmm.
He's kind of like Will Ferrell from Eastbound and Down.
No, but that guy liked being in the forefront.
It's weird, though. This guy constantly throws parties at his
car lot.
At his car lot. But parking lot party, you know, that's mine now.
Well, it just seems convenient that those guys already had a song called Parking Lot Party.
I love it, dude. Look, listen, we should just start a country band, right? I could be the front man. I think I'd be a good front man.
Can I play the jug and then sometimes the washboard?
Sure, yeah. All right, this is the new idea, okay?
Spoons.
All right, spoons, jug. I'll learn how to play a couple of chords and guitar.
All right.
And then we just become a country act, and we'll sing about, look, we'll sing about God. We'll sing about...
Bitcoins?
No, we'll sing about God. We'll sing about chicken. We'll sing about beer. And I think that's all they sing about now in country music.
I mean, probably a grill.
We concentrate on like party songs because like, I don't want to do some like ballad garbage. All right, look, we're going
to
become.
Can we make a ballad about parties? Like it's like a ballad to a party.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
I'll do that.
So party ballad.
Yeah, party ballad. That'll be the name of the song. Party ballad, like parking lot party.
Except it's a ballad.
Yeah.
About partying. Okay.
It's because look at the biggest crossover country hits or just about beer pong, giant asses.
That's true.
Drinking.
Well,
it's
people
crazy.
People love a good drinking song in general. I mean, country music has always been very coupled with alcoholism.
Sure.
So, I mean, why would it change now?
Yeah, but it's just so much worse now. It's just really bad.
What, the music or the drinking?
The music.
Oh.
Drinking's whatever.
I think drinking is just way more commercial now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, oh, I got to have a couple beers. But it's like, oh, well, you're not really getting fucked up, dude. I don't really trust you. You know, you're having 2-3 beers, you're acting wild, but you know, I don't think you're getting fucked up.
You barely have a buzz on, bruh.
Yeah, I don't think you need to be getting fucked up.
Come on, bruh.
You going home already? It's midnight. It's midnight.
Bruh, I know last call around here is 4 a.m., dog.
That's what I'm saying. If you're going home before 3, you're a bitch.
This ain't the rest of the country, dog, where it's 2.
Even if it is 2, you shouldn't be going home at midnight.
Because after the party, there's the after party. That's what parking lot party taught me.
Definitely. I mean, there's a 7-Eleven everywhere, right?
But does anyone ever really celebrate the what am I talking about? They are, yeah, pre-gaming, a.k.a. tailgating.
Yeah, that's what that party's about.
Yeah, it's like, hey, before this thing starts off, let's get drunk.
I mean, how many people go to football games and just don't even have tickets, don't leave the parking lot, just get drunk?
A lot of people do. That's big in college football. It's big in the NFL. A lot of people which I don't get. I don't know why you just want to go to the parking lot and get whacked.
I mean,
you have to drive out of there eventually. So either you're driving home drunk or someone's not getting whacked.
Well, if you live, all right, like here, if you lived in East Rutherford, what else?
Rutherford.
Rutherford.
You can't pronounce that town, bro.
I can't pronounce Rutherford. What else are you doing? I mean, what, are you going to go to church on a Sunday afternoon?
Well, no. I'd rather just throw a party at my house. If I'm that into the game that weekend or whatever, I would throw a party at my house instead of going to the parking lot.
All your boys are at the parking lot.
Damn it.
Like, all your boys are like, fuck that, I'm going to the parking lot. Why would I go to your stupid house? Everybody's at the parking lot.
I don't know. We all don't have to drive home drunk together.
Yeah, you can just, I don't know if you're there.
Oh, Budweiser just released a great anti-drunk driving ad. A search like Budweiser anti-drunk driving. It just came out earlier this week. It's a doozy. It's a real good one, you know? I mean, it's really going to stop me. I don't even have a license and I drive drunk. So this is going to get me to stop driving drunk.
Is it going to get you to get a license?
No.
All right. So you're just still going to drive without a license?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I guess that's responsible. You don't want to be participating in bureaucracy.
Second one down.
This one right here?
Yeah.
I'm already
all right,
depressed.
So here it is. Time is not long enough to show you. It's just a guy with his dog. The dog's hanging out. The guy's petting the dog. You're like, this guy loves his dog in this commercial.
It's like Marley and Me, but without the girl.
Yeah, and he's drinking Budweiser. They're at a barbecue. Here we go.
At a parking lot party.
See you later, buddy.
So the guy leaves the apartment. Dog's still there. You see him walking to his car. And the dog's, now it's like nighttime. The dog's like, where's my master? And he left the house with a bunch of beer. Now it comes up. For some, the waiting never ended. But we can change that.
Come on.
Oh, the guy's still alive.
I'm sorry. I decided I shouldn't drive home last night. I stayed a day.
He was just banging some skank.
Making a plan to come home.
I'm back.
Your friends are counting on you.
Yeah, I'm back.
Hashtag friends are waiting.
Is that the hashtag?
That seems to be the hashtag.
Oh, well, you should get on that. Hashtag friends are waiting.
I think this will convince most people to stop driving drunk.
Or at least do a couple of lines before you start driving.
Okay, see, that doesn't make it better, because then you think you can drive, but you're still inebriated.
No,
Chris,
you're mad alert.
You can't be doing key bumps while you're driving home drunk.
I think, well, that's why I said do a few lines before you get in the car. Now, while you're driving,
that's just
reckless. You're looking away from the road to lean down and do the bump.
If you bang a couple rails, you know, before you jump in the car, depending on how long your drive home is, and you're dropping people off, obviously, you're going to want to do some more key bumps.
Because,
look, all right, I got it up in me now.
But you just do it you can do a bump at a light, I guess.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
So I guess we don't need this commercial at all then.
Well, I mean, it's a scientific fact. Like, every rail you do, that like takes 3 drinks out of your body.
Hashtag key bumps are waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we should do hashtag key bumps are waiting. I don't know.
I mean, I don't want people thinking we're going to share.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, let's nix that all together.
Okay.
And then let's nix the country band idea, because I don't think we have the songwriting chops. That's just my opinion.
Dude, the idea we need to do, right, is we need to take a good idea that's here, right?
Yeah.
And just do it in China.
That's not a bad idea.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Alibaba is now the world's biggest IPO.
That's that weird-looking Asian dude?
Yeah, he's kind of a weird looking dude.
I think
it's the Amazon of China.
I thought he looked like Quado, the guy who's running that thing.
I'd have to take a look.
He's very strange looking. But yeah, I keep reading about that. This dude's now the richest man in the world, just the richest man in China.
He's probably the richest. He might be the richest man in the world. I mean, depending on what this. I mean, he's what they call, you know, he's a paper millionaire. He's not allowed to sell his stocks.
See, that's weird. But can he still spend like crazy amounts of money?
I mean, I'm sure he's got plenty of money. He's been running this thing as a private company for a decade. Alibaba, like The Economist did a story on them like 3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's the largest IPO ever, and this guy doesn't look that much like Quado. He kind of looks more like the guy from American Idol.
Which guy's from American Idol?
You know, the William Hung.
I don't even remember who that is.
You know who that is.
Remember the world was obsessed with that dude?
William Hung?
Yeah, very
strange. Didn't he have a platinum album?
He might have.
We should just be William Hung in China. Maybe that'll work. Like, we go over there, we act like kind of retarded, and go on their China Idol.
What do the Chinese need from us that we have? I know they have all their gangsters sending iPhones back. They go for like three or four times what they go do here, and they make them in China. It's crazy talk.
Well, it's like how something comes out in you can sell. I knew a bunch of people who were selling iPhones to people in Europe because you can get more than that because they come out a year early here. So obviously, like, people are just willing to pay the. It's like people who buy a PS4 the day it comes out, but they buy it on eBay because they don't want to wait in line. They spend $3,000 because they can't wait till Christmas.
I remember when I waited online for, I guess it was a PS3.
Mm-hmm.
What are you up to now? Like four or five?
Four.
Or
so? All right. Just came out about a year ago.
Yeah, I owned a PS2, so it must have been a PS3. Waited online for it like all night long, and then sold it immediately afterwards. It was great.
Yeah, well, it's one night's work. What'd you make, $500?
Yeah, something like that. It was it was awesome. It was just like, and then like immediately getting off the line, people were like, oh, I'll give you this much. So I was like, okay.
So can we maybe, all right, is there some way we can maybe market Black Friday in China? Because that seems like it makes money.
Yeah, but they don't have Christmas there.
None of them?
I don't believe they celebrate Christmas in China.
But can't we, like, make another day? Like, can't we just make something up? Like, didn't the greeting card company just make up Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
And Mother's Day?
Yeah.
So can't we go over there and make up a holiday and then just make Black Friday for it?
Well, there's Chinese New Year. Maybe we could do some sort of Black Friday for Chinese
New Year. Like fireworks. We just go over there and sell fireworks, but then we, like, get, like, a lot of hype about it.
No, someone already sells fireworks in China.
But we'll sell better fireworks. We'll sell, like, Halliburton drone fireworks.
Yeah, but all the fireworks are already made in China and shipped to the United States.
That's a good point. But if we just got to create the hysteria around it. That's the best. That's America's number one export. You know what I mean?
I know Shane McMahon is attempting to do Netflix in China.
I think it's just on-demand pay-per-view.
That's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing okay with it. I don't think it's like blown up yet.
I think Shane O'Mac will be just fine.
Shane O'Mac will be just fine. I mean, he's his father's son. I mean, come on. I mean, he's his father's son. Yeah. I got that right. But there was like a big profile on him right around WrestleMania 30. Mm-hmm. And people were asking, hey, where's Shane McMahon? What's he been up to? Don't worry, he's in China making some sort of on-demand Netflix type conglomerate.
Jumping off really tall things onto Chinese people.
Oh, sure. Hell yeah. He's just on a giant... See, China has a giant jumbotron that takes about... So they put it along the Great Wall.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, they had to like, you know, make things a little bit modern for tourists these days. Because who just wants to look at a wall?
That's actually a really good point.
Thank you. And so now he jumped off the Chinese Great Wall Jumbotron, and it was impressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Steve Blackman must have really got hurt off that bump.
Oh, no. I think Steve Blackman's long dead.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
I would guess. Steve Blackman, the old wrestler, he seems like a guy that would either shoot up a school or just do a murder-suicide.
Shoot up a school?
And we learned last week that if it's two guys just doing murder-suicide with each other, they're probably gay.
Well, I mean, not probably gay. I'm saying your mind immediately goes to the fact that they're it's like murder suicide. I think crime of passion. So if it's two dudes, I assume they're gay.
I think a murder suicide. I guess that is a crime of passion because you kill someone, you freak out. Oh my god, I guess I should just kill myself now.
Yeah, exactly. Steve Blackman alive and well, but I'm just saying, like, generally speaking, if you kill somebody, it's like planned. Like, you don't kill somebody, like, you don't murder suicide. A guy who breaks into your house. Like, you murder suicide your girlfriend. Like, who do you murder suicide?
Business partner. I'd say let's say straight murder suicide scenarios, to go back to last week's, business partner. You kill your business partner, then you're like, oh my god, I'm done for. Then do yourself.
But I think the thing is that if you hear that two business partners murder suicide and they were male and female, you would assume they were banging.
Yeah, I would assume they're having sex.
For it to get to murder suicide level. That's what I'm saying.
I'd say like 75-25 that they were having sex. Like, but I think it's possible that, they were just making money together.
Yeah, obviously it is. I'm just saying. You just don't. You immediately assume there was fucking involved if it got to murder.
Sweet, sweet lovemaking.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a pretty violent act a lot of the time. You can accidentally kill somebody.
No, murder suicide's gentle and loving.
I mean, if you passed out on a girl, she might suffocate.
What's that supposed to mean, all right?
You're a large gentleman, and most women are smaller than you.
You're mean. This is great. Earlier in the week, Adrian Peterson was talking about how he still doesn't think anything's gone. He has done nothing wrong.
He says since he's suspended, he's going to try to get a job substitute teaching, I heard.
Well, there's that one guy who was suspended from the NFL who's now working at a car lot in Cleveland. I love that. I don't know what Adrian Peterson's going to do.
Oh, no. Open a daycare center?
Oh, there's switch factories?
Yeah. Teach at Sunday school?
Get your own AP switch? I mean, he could market them. He doesn't have a job anymore.
That's true.
I think he's owed like something like $15 million. So he just dumped $15 million off with that thing blowing up like that. And then again.
He's already worth $15 million? No, or his contract was worth $15 million?
He had another $15 million coming to him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's bad.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's really the worst part of this this terrible thing. Adrian Peterson's bank account's getting hurt.
How mad do you think he is at Ray Rice?
I mean, obviously the Ray Rice thing probably led this thing to blowing up like it did, but he was probably done anyway with a kid because it was a kid was involved.
How many times do you think he's beaten that kid since?
Zero, Chris. Zero.
Really? You think he learned his lesson?
They're not letting him around the kid. They're not letting him
see
him. Yes.
Is the mom allowed
around
the kid?
Beat the kid with a switch and hurt his balls. They're not going to let him near that kid.
Dude, they let people around kids for like, wait, I mean, look at, what's his name at Penn State? Wasn't he around
Charlie kids? Manson?
Yeah.
You talking about Sandusky?
Yeah. He was fucking kids and they were just serving him up to him.
After he got busted, they didn't let him around kids anymore. They put him in prison.
That's a good point.
Thank you. Again, over the last weekend was the Fappening Part 2.
Who's it? I actually didn't know about this.
See, that's you're falling off your internet game, son.
I worked all weekend. I didn't get much fapping done.
You should be working on figuring out the Fappening. And
working on my jerking?
Audrey Plaza, Audrey Plaza video came out.
Did she look good?
She was what looked like masturbating to me on a kitchen or a bathroom sink.
Huh.
Hope Solo.
I don't know who that is at all.
She's the soccer star.
Okay.
Yeah, U.S. soccer star. She won a couple gold medals, I believe, or at least one gold medal.
Can we get some naked pictures of that Danish snowboarder? Was her name?
I have no idea. And then some more Kate Upton. Some Lili Sobieski, who's a blast from the past. I don't think she's worked in a while, but she's quite attractive. A bunch of Rihanna pics, even though
that's pretty good.
We've all seen her naked before.
Yeah, but you're not seeing gash or anything.
You're still not. You see the ass and the breasts. And
that's something.
Her nipple ring is just a screw. She just put a screw through her nipple, which I found very odd. It's really weird, Rihanna.
That's actually kind of really hot. I don't know. Now that I know that, I kind of find Rihanna a little hotter.
And there was a picture of Mary-Kate Olsen on there. But it wasn't like, it was just like a titty popped out, nothing like crazy.
I say this, if they released these pictures first, there would have been no outcry. Jennifer Lawrence is what created
Jennifer
this
Lawrence was in it too, so.
Okay. But I'm saying, without the Jennifer Lawrence, I don't think the outcry that this got, she's just that likable amongst people. Like, she's Ellen's buddy.
I didn't think that the naked photos gang released were going to matter either way to me. But then I watched the trailer for the new Hunger Games film.
Okay.
And all I could think of was, yeah, I saw you naked there, Jennifer Lawrence. Not that I really, you know, care about the Hunger Games movies at all, but that's really all I was thinking of. Like, yeah, you were naked all over the place, weren't you? Against your will. I'm a creep.
It's not like it wasn't against. She wasn't naked against
but
her will.
But the pictures have been spread around against her will.
Yeah, I suppose.
But suppose it's not like, no. She it, no.
No,
it's
but
definitely.
It's just a weird. It's just a weird thing against her will. Like when you say like against someone's will, it means you're forcing them to do. Nobody forced her to release the pictures. They just stole them and released them. Look, it's different than forcing someone to do something.
I'm not good with the English language. That's obvious. If anyone's ever listened to me talk on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just helping you out.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
It's High Sided Radio. Go to @HSRadioShow is our Twitter account. You can follow us. Lots of great stuff gets tweeted out. We're all over that. Social media is our bitch.
Is it?
No, not at all.
What's up with the Instagram account? Is it going well?
It's going real well, yeah.
Hmm.
It's going great. I can't get enough of it.
Really?
No, actually, I've fallen off mightily on that.
Have you added anything to your beers with something next to it series?
No.
I think people are really interested in that. The last thing was a bottle of scotch and a Euro bill.
Yeah, international baller status.
I'm just saying, maybe you should do one of those a week. It'll be a nice little piece for everyone that follows us on Instagram. They'll love it.
Yeah, I do have to start doing the Instagramming again. I gave it to Johnny for a while, but I'm not good at hashtagging things or really taking pictures of anything besides, I don't know, alcohol.
Well, Johnny's doing nothing with it, and I refuse to run an Instagram account.
Why not? Why don't you like taking pictures?
It's terrible. Taking pictures is the worst thing in the world.
Why?
Because I don't know. I just find the digital camera, and as it's proliferated society, I find it more and more annoying that people want pictures of everything. And there's also, like, there's studies that say it negatively affects your memory. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, you don't actually have, it's kind of an old story, but, like, you don't actually have the memories if you take a lot of pictures of things, because your brain just goes, oh, you don't have to remember that. So you don't have the emotions of, like, how you felt when you took the picture.
I know. I have just ridiculous amounts of pictures that I just don't care about, you know, because you have a phone.
But that's also the point. Is like people never look at them again, so it's like it's almost like it never happened. You know what I mean? Because your brain tricks itself into not focusing at creating as full of a memory because you're taking a lot of pictures of an event, and then you never look at the pictures again.
This is like the Matrix, bro.
It's not like the Matrix. It's the opposite of the Matrix.
Oh,
because you're resisting. Your brain is. I guess it's. Voluntarily adapting to the computers, you say, to the machines.
I think we should start just burning computers. I'll just break into a...
To get the gold out, like in Africa?
I'm going to break into a Century City and a CompUSA and just start burning the
Do
displays
either of
down.
Those things still exist?
Oh, CompUSA? Can I get in there?
Is that still a thing?
Pour gasoline all over the place. Like, these things are killing us!
I think the IRS did some figurative... gas pouring.
No, those things don't exist. Anyone buys computers either at an Apple store or on the internet now.
I think people still buy computers at Best Buy. I bet.
Oh, good. I can go burn down some Best Buys then. Thanks.
Well,
this is for you, Geek Squad. This is for you helping the machines.
But where are we going to get Blu-rays from?
Look, if I catch you buying Blu-rays, I'm going to be pissed because you know everything's going to the cloud.
That's
We're
true.
In a cloud-based world.
I know. You got drunk and gave me a lecture about how nobody owns anything anymore.
Oh, yeah. I did do that.
You went on a two-hour rant.
I was really going crazy.
Yeah. But you see, nobody owns anything, right? So what if Spotify goes away? Like, I don't think Spotify's going anywhere, but all right.
But what if?
But, like, all right. Like, you need to have the Beatles, right? All right. So then Spotify gets the Beatles or whatever.
Look, I know I was making points. People around me were like, yeah, this guy's right.
Yeah, but you were just yelling. A lot of people just assume that a yelling person is correct.
I was making good points.
Yeah, I just said verbatim what you said. The people out there could listen to those points and they see if it's good points or not.
Good. Hashtag gentrification X.
Exactly. But this is a story. I'm sure by the time people are listening to this, they've already seen the pictures and heard about it. But it's a story I kind of wish Johnny was here for.
Sure.
Because it's the kind of thing that I'd love to see his reaction.
Oh, he's too busy at Monday Night Football.
Yeah, to come in here and talk about a three-breasted woman with us.
I should have told him about this. He would have blown off that stupid game.
Yeah, just to come in and talk about Total Recall abroad. Here's the funny thing. He's a chick in Florida, right? She spent $20,000.
Yeah.
To get one tit in between her other tits, right?
So she's a fake titty there.
Yeah. To become unattractive to men. Now, doesn't she just instantly become like freak pussy that people want to fuck just for the novelty?
I guess for dudes into the freak, yeah. I mean, just for that weird...
If you were single, you're looking at... I'm showing you a picture of this girl. You wouldn't bang this chick right now?
Three titty girl? Sure, let's
She's
go.
Cute.
Why does she want to be unattractive to men?
She just isn't interested in dating anymore, apparently.
I think she's going to change. How old is she?
In her
20s. She doesn't look that old.
Yeah, she's in her 20s.
I think things are going to change for her, and she's going to want a dude to make love to her three-breasted chest.
Maybe she wants two dudes. I mean, you could slap two cocks in between three tits, really.
See, but because, I mean, I wish this was like naturally happened. It'd be a lot cooler, unlike, you know, two dick man on Reddit.
Yeah, that guy was real deal.
I wonder where that guy is right now. Wonder what he's doing.
He's balls deep into two people right now.
Oh, God.
But, so yeah, this chick said 50 doctors turned her down.
Yeah, good. Would they give a reason why they turned her down?
Yeah, because it's unnecessary surgery. I mean, I guess a regular tit job is too.
Yeah, you know what? Plastic surgery is unnecessary surgery. The vast majority of everything that those guys do every day, unless you're a burn victim, is unnecessary surgery.
I don't imagine that the average plastic surgeon, first of all, this could hurt your reputation. I can see them assuming this would hurt their reputation. But also, think about it. I would imagine every plastic surgeon has a conversation with, I don't know this, has a conversation with a potential patient and is like, well, why are you doing this? Do you actually think this will help your life? Why do you think so? Do you think you'll just feel better? Are you just doing this because you're a stripper and you want to make more money?
See, I just figured they just say, money. We want money. Does this new breast have a nipple?
Yeah, I'd imagine they constructed a full breast.
Well, then where did they get the nipple meat from?
Where'd they get the rest of the meat from? What are you talking about?
The areola is...
They have to cut all that stuff out in a mastectomy for... They can construct a full breast with a nipple from scratch now. Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy age we live in.
Like, I know they can, like, take skin from other parts of the body and it'll grow back, and then you get the skin up on the, you know, the new breast. But to construct a nipple, that's huge. I bet it looks weird, though.
Here's the thing. I would bet in a few years that they could just grow one of these because... mammary stem cells are like the easiest to manipulate.
How do you know that?
I listened to a lecture series about stem cells recently.
All right, good. You're learning. See me? I don't learn anything. I'm an idiot. I just see three tits and I'm like, oh, wow. Wonder where the nipple comes from.
I did kind of think the same thing. Oh, shit, three tits. But here's the thing. Is like, it's kind of making sense. Like, as you read the article, she says that her dream is to star in an MTV reality show. So I'd say she made the first step.
Guess who's going to be on Girl Code next season?
I doubt Girl Code. Maybe I could.
This week on Girl Code, how do we deal with three tits? I don't know. I guess I'll just try sucking it. I'll suck my own third breast.
Is that what Girl Code's about?
I think it's just like talking head stuff and just throw like questions out there. Like I was looking at the descriptions of episodes, and it's like this week we deal with farting, being a slut or being seen as a slut, slut shaming. It's like all right. This is what the young kids want to know about today, huh?
Hashtag facts.
But this girl will be on there, and she'll just deal with every question about having three breasts. There won't be many.
I feel like they'll just throw. Do they still make The Real World?
I think so.
So then I'm sure they would. If once somebody reads this, they're gonna be like, "All right, let's try this chick out because she seems insane." So isn't that what they need for these reality shows?
Yeah.
So there you
go. I'd rather see her on Big Brother.
I'm sure she could do that afterwards.
She's going to have to buy all new bras. I mean, this chick
Where
really
she
think
even
this out?
Bras? They're she's, not making three-titted bras.
She's going to get them custom-made.
I mean, she's got this one that seems to be custom-made leather thing.
I'm saying, her life's going to be a lot harder than she thought because she's got to, you
not
know.
Not once
she
get that sweet MTV money rolling in.
I guess. I heard MTV doesn't pay that much, though.
Yeah, but like I heard like the situation just like shows up at clubs and they give them money.
All right, so you're making money on the side.
Yeah.
Like, hey, but she doesn't want to be a stripper, right?
No, but that's the thing. Is like he's not stripping. They just show up. They host parties.
No. I'm saying another way she can go is be the three-breasted stripper.
Oh,
she'd
yeah.
Be able to pull in men.
Yeah, but she apparently doesn't want attention from men, which would make her a good reality TV star because obviously you put her in there with some douchebag. He's going to be like, what's up with the three tits, bro?
Hey,
bro, what's good with those three tits, bro?
Hey, bro.
She's going to be like, I got this tit so I can get less attention. I don't know what world she's like, oh, more tit. Equals less attention from men. Because it generally works. Like, she doesn't have a good grasp on reality.
No, you think?
Well, I'm just saying, like, in what world do you think more tit equals less unwanted attention from men? It has to equal more. But she just didn't want to be, like, a weird one-titted bitch walking
She
around.
Hasn't seen Total Recall. That's the problem.
That's true.
I mean, I hope that lady's not dead.
She clearly never talked to anybody who saw Total Recall as a child, either.
I mean, even the doctor hadn't seen Total Recall. Come on, it's famous.
I mean, the doctor probably did it and didn't say anything because he was thinking of Total Recall and just jacking his dick.
I would rather get surgery to look like Copenhagen. Or Cohagen, excuse me.
I just want to get a Quado added on and be like, yo, found this company. Get this IPO money, dog.
Use your Martian telepathic brain to help me. Oh, man, that's creepy.
Yeah.
There's a new Silk Road out.
There's like 50 new Silk Roads.
Yeah, but there's a new one that's like super baller. It's like just taking over called Evolution on the deep web. And their specialty is guns, stolen credit cards, and drugs.
Wasn't that the specialty of the Silk Road?
They stopped selling guns.
Oh, yeah. Didn't it all move up over to the Armory or whatever, which is a branch of the Silk Road?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it did.
But this place is just selling mad stolen credit cards. Jesus.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the best thing to do with them, sell them on the internet, you know what I mean, stolen credit card numbers, because eventually they could just figure out where they're coming from. But if you just sell them to different people around the world that don't have a connection to where you're, like, if you're, let's say you're stealing credit card numbers from a restaurant you work at or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just spread them out around the world, then you, like, you know where you could send them, you know what I mean? Just make sure you send them to different places, and then they can't really pinpoint, like, where they're all coming from.
So you're saying we start, again, we get jobs as waiters and start stealing credit card
information. No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, feasibly, I guess that's it's a smarter way to steal credit card numbers.
I heard something completely different. Yeah. I apologize.
No.
What if I just get Google Glass and I just work as a waiter and I'm just constantly like okay, Glass, take a picture.
I mean, people are going to Google Glass oppress you. Is that still going on, Google Glass oppression?
It has to be. And once it gets starts getting sold to everyone, like to the common man, the pleb, that it'll just
No, they're selling it already. You can get it in the Play Store now to anybody.
Really?
Yeah, $1,500 for something that's completely fucking useless.
And I've seen one person in real life wearing it in...
I haven't even seen that. Now I live in New York City.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen one person in real life walking around with it in however, what, 2 or 3 years now that Google Glass has been out.
Did you call him a filthy cyborg piece of shit?
No, I didn't. I just was like, that's weird looking. That lady has a Google Glass on. She's outside a Chinese restaurant.
I'd have been like, fuck you, you cyborg.
Take that off.
Fight the machines.
Take it off. Your top, I mean. Do you have a third tit? Yeah, keep the Google Glass on.
Yeah, this girl could have just been just as much of a freak if she just put on Google Glass. Why'd she bother with the third tit?
Oh, she wanted to make everyone love her. Or not love her, however that works.
Still makes no sense to me.
I can't wait to start selling all these stolen credit card numbers on Evolution.
Well, we got to figure out something because our dream of doing a Kickstarter scam is coming to an end.
How so? What's happening with Kickstarter?
Kickstarter actually put stuff into their terms of service now where you have to send out all the rewards and you have to send progress to all your donors.
You have to?
Yeah.
You can't just embezzle it?
No, not anymore. You used to be able to do that. Like, you used to be able to just, if you just could produce a video, you really could. Like those guys who, the same guys who were squatting in an Airbnb who made that game, they made $100,000 on some game and then they just never made it. Like they're just living off ripping off the sharing community.
Yeah.
They're just, you've heard about these guys, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy, I guess they finally got kicked out, but they created a video game. Oh, that was their first thing. They made like a few hundred grand creating some game from Kickstarter that they just made some GIFs of screenshots and made it look like there was gameplay.
Oh my God.
And made a video.
Both those guys look like Jason Mewes. Both of them. Very weird.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they're brothers.
Okay. Are they Jason Mewes' brothers?
No.
That'd be strange.
They're weird Russian people. Maxim Pashanin and Denis Pashanin.
Russian people doing something shady. Now that's weird.
Hey, listen, at least you're not scamming Medicaid.
Guess.
I mean, they could be doing that. At least they're, you know, bucking the trend. They're doing something. They're doing something a little different, you know?
Another addendum to the fappening thing. Emma Watson's been, I think, at the UN talking about feminism. And
I did hear about that.
Women's rights. And then as soon as she made that speech, some guy in 4chan went on and said, I'm going to release nudes of her as soon as she's done with that speech. So I don't know if they're out yet. But
did they come out? Let's look it up.
Keep an eye out for them. Because if some random guy in 4chan says it, it's probably going to happen.
That's really a good point. Apparently, I mean, in a few hours. Oh, it's supposed to be 4 days from now. They're going to release him. I don't know. You're looking forward to it? You're going to fap to it?
Remember when there was already pictures of her, of like upskirts of her. It was really weird. Like,
upskirts,
she was like 18.
Yeah, upskirts in general are fairly creepy.
You think?
Yeah, I think upskirts.
You think what's creepier, a woman with a fake breast and then between the two real breasts, or a bunch of upskirts?
The upskirts I think are creepier.
No, man, upskirts are natural, bro.
But they're not
it's
natural.
It's women's own fault for wearing skirts when they're getting out of the car. You know what I mean? Men's rights. What am I supposed to do? Not shove a camera in between the legs when she's coming out of the car? She's famous.
That is true. That is a men's rights issue. We really should emphasize our men's right.
Bro, when I have my phone out, I want to be able to take pictures wherever I want.
Yeah, because I had this GoPro on my shoes. You should be aware of that.
And if some snatch gets in the way, it's their problem, not mine.
That's a good point.
Stupid women should be wearing pants.
Mm. Well, you know what? All right. Actually, this is
something. And underwear.
This is something. You know how we've talked about, like, maybe we should find,
tuck
like,
that box away, lady.
Tuck that box. How do you tuck a box away? It's inside
tuck
out.
It. Tuck that in there.
What were you going to say? A friend of mine, right, she said, you know, we've talked about wanting to get a niche, right?
Uh-huh.
She suggested that we become a pro-feminism podcast.
Okay.
You down?
We really had, Johnny had that men's rights thing going really strong for us, but, you know.
So we could do, like, Crossfire every week, right? And you talk about feminism, and he'll talk about men's rights, and I'll moderate.
Okay.
And then it'll be just like Crossfire, except with way stupider things.
Three dudes just talking about men and women's rights.
Yeah. Making no sorts of sense.
Well, Johnny just like Crossfire. Sense. I make perfect sense.
Really?
Yeah.
You just went on a rant about how upskirts are perfectly natural.
That was sarcasm.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. No, please, anyone listening, don't think that I meant that. That
they didn't read it. Sarcasm is what I'm saying.
That was sarcasm. Oh. I apologize.
All right.
God. Oh, you sent me this thing. What's it called? The Suitsy?
Oh, yeah. God, it's the stupidest thing ever.
Stupidest thing ever? I love it. Explain what the Suitsy is.
The Suitsy is a one-piece suit that looks like a regular suit.
It's a jumpsuit, but it's also a suit, like a two-piece suit.
Yeah, and it zips up. It's like a...
I love this idea.
But it's not a two-piece. It's all one piece.
Yeah. But it looks like a two-piece suit. Like, you have a jacket and pants on it.
And a belt and everything. You kind of jump into this coverall thing. Here, did you watch the video?
I haven't watched the video. I just saw it.
Just a quick 9-second video. You just see how it zips up from top to the top of the shirt.
Oh, so sick.
It's all one piece. And this way, the shirt never comes untucked because it's sewn directly into the pants.
I want a Suitsy, and I would wear it most days.
I don't think you would.
It's a one-piece? How easy that is? Just, gotta go to work.
Just
and then,
wear some coveralls.
No, man. I work in a goddamn high-rise building in Midtown Manhattan. I need a Suitsy. I can't be coming in here in overalls.
I mean, usually you just wear a dirty t-shirt.
This t-shirt's clean I'm wearing.
Yeah, maybe this one. I'm just saying. By Friday, it'll be dirty.
Most likely, this will be worn again before the week's end. Yes.
All right, I'm just saying.
So I'll get, like, how much does a Suitsy cost?
I don't think they're selling them yet.
Damn it.
I'm sure it'll be like $200, $100. I mean, a suit is a few hundred bucks for a shitty one. So, like, I would imagine. I don't know. What do you think it'll cost?
I have no idea. I'm asking you. You're the one who brought it up.
You brought it up. You were like, you sent me this thing. I sent you the article. There's no price on it. How much do you think this is worth to the average lazy man is what I'm saying.
$125 maximum. For the Suitsy.
But how long before there's like luxury Suitsies that cost more?
It'll happen quickly, but you know, I'll rock this Suitsy for a while and be like, oh, that guy's classy. He's wearing a suit. Am I wearing a suit? Or am I wearing a Suitsy? And am I getting over on all of you people? I only had to zip this thing up like I worked at a goddamn nuclear power plant.
How hard is it to just...
This is like a hazmat suit for me, people.
All right, if you can get like a bulletproof Suitsy or one that like makes you invisible or some shit,
what?
I can see the point. I'm just saying, it's just a fucking stupid thing, dude.
I like it, bro. I think it's a good idea. Now, does the suit jacket
this
like...
This is jeggings for men. That's what this is.
I don't care. It's a Suitsy. It's totally different. Now, does the jacket, like, open? Like, does it have, like, a breast pocket or whatever on the inside?
No, it's sewed directly to the shirt. So that this way you don't have to put on two sets of sleeves because that's really a lot of trouble for the man on the go.
I'm a man on the go all the time.
Get a Suitsy.
I am, once they become available to the public.
But now here's the thing. You wash your Suitsy every day?
No, I got a couple of them.
I mean, most people who wear a suit, even if they wear the same suit a couple of days in a row, they change the shirt.
Yeah.
The shirt's attached to the suit. It's going to get real funky in the summertime.
I'll wash it, bro. It's not a big deal. Trust me.
You don't have laundry in your apartment?
Yes, I do.
That's a lie. You got to go to the laundromat. Chinese people do your laundry.
Dude, the Suitsy's going to change it. You're going to start getting Suitsies, and Johnny's going to start getting Suitsies. And I'm going to let Johnny know. I'm going to text
Johnny's
him right now.
Johnny's going to get Zoot Suitsies.
I'm going to text Johnny right now. I'm going to tell him, look, bro, look up Suitsy. This is the new look for the show. It's like a
new Patreon goal. It's like Suitsies.
Oh, Suitsies for the show.
Yeah.
So we'll look real classy when we're cutting our podcasts. Like classy men.
Yeah, I know, because you know, we have this, you know, this audio podcast. It's important to look sharp.
It is, dude. Fucking the clothes make the man or whatever, right?
I never really bought into that. I think that's horseshit.
Well, if we all rocked suitsies, people would take us a lot more seriously.
Until they found out we were wearing suitsies. It's like a dickie.
Oh, no one could ever find out that we're wearing suitsies. But we will wear suitsies.
Listen, if somebody sees either me or you, and we don't look like a slovenly mess by the end of the night wearing a suit, they're going to know that something's up. Because anytime I wear a suit or you wear a suit, by the end of the night, we both look like sloppy messes.
Hey, let me see that suit. Let me see the middle of it. What?
What is that?
No! Is that a zipper? Damn it! You found out I'm wearing a suitsie? No!
It's like adult underoos.
That's it! Just fucking peel it off. Just zip it down. Like, that's it! You exposed me!
You gotta get a breakaway suitsie. That's really the way to go.
Oh, sick. I hope they come out with breakaway suitsies eventually.
I'm sure they have to. It seems like the only way they... Like, once they have their market share, the only way to really grow as a company is to, unveil new products, right?
Yeah.
Breakaway suitsie is the logical next step. Because when you get home, you don't really want to deal with your fucking onesie.
No.
So you need to just break that shit away and just pass out drunk. You just got home from a wedding that you didn't want to go to, just snap off your suitsie,
pass out. Or if you just want to jump in on a street ball game. Just jump onto the court.
Yeah, just in your boxers and your whatever. I'm sure you're wearing sock garters if you're wearing a suitsie.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, oh, shit, this game looks dope. I got to jump in on this and this, you know, just get up in it.
How often do you do that? You do that pretty often?
Oh, all the time. If I see guys street balling, as I call it, I'm like, oh, I got to hit this. I run in. But see, I take my pants off and my suit jacket off beforehand. Now with a suitsie, I can just rip it off.
That's a good point.
I get in, hit a three. Maybe get a layup, I'm out. I'm like, I just want to make sure I still got it. Make sure I still have terrible, terrible lungs.
Oh, fucking, speaking of your lungs and the tobacco thing, I sent you this thing. Did you take a look at it? Like, apparently they grew the antibodies to fight Ebola in tobacco plants.
Thank God.
Tobacco plants are supposedly really good for, like, growing antibiotics in.
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a new thing that they're
doing. Are you saying if I smoke cigarettes, I'm immune to Ebola?
If you smoke these fancy cigarettes that have anti-Ebola qualities.
All right, after I get this suitsie, I'm getting some of these anti-Ebola cigarettes.
But it's kind of crazy that there's like a win for the tobacco industry.
Finally.
Right?
I'm sick of people hating on them.
Exactly. Like, whatever. What would you rather have, lung cancer or Ebola? Way more people survive, percentage-wise, from lung cancer.
Yeah. Ebola just wipes dudes out.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've run out of the Ebola vaccine already, so.
Well, I guess they...
I'm sure the plant...
They better buy a carton of Marlboros then.
Yeah, I'm sure the plant's going to be wiped out by Ebola by the time this podcast airs.
Then why are we even doing this?
I don't know. Maybe there could be a couple people still alive.
All right. They need some fucking... They need some uplifting messages of tobacco versus Ebola, even though the fight of tobacco versus Ebola has failed.
That's failed miserably, man. I had a lot of money in tobacco Ebola plants.
I don't know, man. It seems like it's doing good. That's how they got that vaccine out there.
How are your stocks doing? How's your investments?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty good.
You got
good.
Any hot tips for people out there?
Actually, I had something that I couldn't get in America, which went up, which I could have gotten at less than a dollar, that went to like two.
Oh, my God.
It was like a penny stock. In like a few days from when the ticker symbol came out. And then it just dropped back down.
Oh.
And I just haven't called T. I'm like waiting to see where it levels off at. It's a graphene 3D printing lab.
Damn, how'd you even notice that? How'd you even clock that?
I was reading about it. I got a little weird. Started reading about graphene for a while.
Graphene's the future, dude. That's like the super element. And it's not an element, but it's like what is it?
Well, it's supposed to be like a one atom thin. You can make screens out of it. You'll be able to make full. It's one of the things that they're trying to make foldable screens out of. So if it works, foldable screens, that seems like the shit. Or like just, I feel like, you know, just a phone that's like a scroll where the screen rolls out the bottom, that'd be dope.
Graphene's the future.
Hopefully.
I can't wait, man.
I think counterfeit pills out of Costa Rica is the future, really.
That's a present.
That's what we should bring to China, counterfeit pills.
Hey, you guys like, no, see, I bring Viagra there, but they'd say that's bullshit. We snort tiger penis.
You know that they
or aborted babies.
Guys are actually soaking rhino horns in Viagra in like water, like we crushed up Viagra in it, so that it actually works. So people come back and buy more rhino horns.
I just if you're cutting rhino horns off, you should just burn in hell. It's the worst thing ever. And that Vice special, I just turned it off. I can't watch these guys just cut the rhino horns off. It's terrible.
It's true. Fucking
rhinos and goddamn elephant tusks. Poachers are dicks. It's awful. True. Oh, God. Just hope Johnny's pissed drunk cheering on Jay Cutler and the Bears.
It's true. I know the show's over, but did you watch the video of this chick quitting live on the news so she can go try to get weed legalized?
Yeah, here, play it for everybody.
I, the actual owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club, will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but fuck it, I quit.
I love the anchor not knowing what the fuck to do.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
I guess we should go work with that, bro. We should go see if you guys need any bud tenders. Is the place open? Is it legal in Alaska?
No, they're just trying to get it legalized. I guess there's like some medical stuff or whatever. But yeah, she's just trying to get it. She's got an Indiegogo up. Wonder what. Let's see what they're doing. I mean, this story went pretty.
Oh, they blew up today.
Yeah. They only have a $5,000 goal. It seems kind of odd.
Yeah, she could bump that up to 50.
Yeah, she definitely could get that. And Indiegogo isn't protecting themselves like Kickstarter is.
Good.
Suckers.
Good. Well, so let's scam them for a bunch of money.
It's true.
All right. That's it for us this week.
Oh.
Go to @HSRadioShow on Twitter, Instagram.com/HighSocietyRadio, Reddit.com/r/HighSocietyRadio. Anything else, Chris?
I'm going to put up that interview that I did with Philip K. Howard.
Oh, you got an interview coming. All right. I like it. All right. Well, stay tuned for that. Follow us on Twitter @HSRadioShow to find more about it. Oh, go to Patreon.com/HighSocietyRadio.
Yeah, give us some dollars, son.
Become a patron to this podcast. Hey, we're still on the streak of 3 years of shows nonstop.
What are we? Are you even keeping track?
Yeah, we're like 2 years in. It's crazy. All right, that's it for us. Good night.
Must say goodbye.